Testing, testing. Are we on? We're ready to record. Here we go.
I am Carmen, and it is Mowgli's birthday today.
Hi, I'm Jordan, and Mowgli ate almost the whole cupcake, but it was a dog cupcake.
And I am your host, Brandy, Aunt Brandy, and this is the Poo Poo Fart Girl podcast. And today is Mowgli's birthday. So, Carmen, who is Mowgli?
He's a dog, and he's and today he turned
five.
And he ate a cupcake, and the other dog, Remy, he blew out the candle, and he's also a dog. All he did was jump up, and the candle blew out.
Yep, that truly happened. And Mowgli is in the studio today with us. Mowgli, say something.
Oh.
I'm just kidding. He's really here, though. So, yeah, it's Mowgli's birthday, and they all had...
Oh, and yeah. We got a cookie for both of them, and later today we're going to give it to them.
Yep.
Or tomorrow.
Maybe tomorrow.
Or maybe on Remy's birthday, so we don't have to go out.
Remy's birthday, I don't think, is for
September.
Wow, Jordan remembered. Good job. When's your birthday, Carmen?
September 16th. My birthday is September 30th.
Yep.
And that's when it's right close to Halloween.
Yep. Mine is, too.
It's kind of.
So today is July 21st. So, Carmen, how old are you?
8.
And I'm 7. I'm going to turn 8.
And you guys both have birthdays in September.
Yes.
One, my sister named Lillian, she's the only one in April. I don't know the month. I mean the date.
It's Earth Day.
And
Earth.
And Evelyn's birthday, our little sister, she's three years old.
And Lillian is 5, just like
and
Mowgli.
And Evelyn's birthday is in September, but I don't know the date.
September
9th.
19th.
9th. September 9th.
Oh.
Because I remember because my old teacher in Sandia, up the hill, in Sandia Academy, her birthday was September 19th.
Very good. Do you guys know why we celebrate birthdays?
Because it's part of their birthday.
Because it's their birthday? Well, do you
and
know?
And that's the day they were born.
I know why.
Very good. Why, Jordan?
It's the day that
it's also to
grew.
The day that you grew?
It's also to celebrate who we are.
Oh, okay. Very good. But you also said that it's the day that you were born. So what is being born? What happens on the day that you're born?
It's when you get out of your mommy's tummy.
Uh-huh. Exactly. So today is Mowgli's birthday. So whose tummy did he come out of?
His mom's.
His mommy's? But Jeffrey's his daddy.
Remy's a boy.
How did he get here, you guys?
I don't know.
Yeah?
Yeah. Mowgli has spots on him. He's white and brown and black.
He has little blackish, brownish, grayish spots.
He does. And big brown eyes and floppy ears and a wet nose.
And he loves his ears touched. Remy, not so much.
Very good.
And Remy has a little longer tail than Mowgli. Mowgli has a short one.
And Remy... is black and white. No, Remy's 6.
We also have a fidget spinner that's black and white, just like him.
Yeah, it's my fidget spinner, mm-hmm. But I gave it to Carmen.
Okay, you guys. Let's talk about birthdays some more.
Okay.
So, did you guys know that you, both of you, used to fit inside your mommy's tummy?
Yeah.
Yes.
You guys were
because
tiny.
Because we were really small.
And I was
we
nine.
Came from a seed.
Yeah?
And can I tell the story?
And I pushed mom's tummy with
Hold
my
on.
Foot.
Jordan, Carmen is going to tell a story about where babies come from.
first the mommy eats a seed, and then the baby pops like popcorn, and then the doctors use a butter knife, and they cut the mommy's tummy, and that's when the baby comes out.
Very good. Did you know not all babies get cut out of their tummies, their mommy's tummies? Leslie didn't get cut out. I pooped him out.
Ew, no.
That's why he's brown.
I'm not.
Yeah. Where do you think he came out of?
The tummy.
Came out of my butt.
Stop lying.
All right, you didn't come out of my butt. That's a joke. All right, Jordan, you had a story to tell? Oh, hold on. Our guest of honor wants to leave.
Bye, it's Mowgli.
Bye, birthday, Mowgli.
Bye, birthday, Mowgli. Have a good time.
No.
Okay, so. That's my sister, Evelyn.
Yes.
But we're not going
to
let her.
So, Jordan, what was your story? You don't have one? All right, guys. Well.
What's your story, Brandy?
About being born? I'll tell you the story about when Leslie was born.
Okay.
When Leslie was being born, I was really afraid of pooping myself. Because when babies are born, they really don't come out of your butt. They come out of another place. You guys will find out about one day. But anyways, I had to push really, really hard. And I had heard horror stories about pooping yourself while giving birth, and for some reason I was like petrified that I was gonna do that, and I was like I couldn't push because I was afraid I was gonna poop, and I couldn't take it anymore. I had to push, and I pushed really, really hard, and I pooped on the bed, and then a little bit later Leslie came out, and Leslie, when he came out, he was covered in poop. Not my poop, his own poop. He pooped himself. We both pooped on the day that Leslie was born. That's a true story.
And I was there with Mommy.
And yep. I was too.
No, I was.
Well,
no,
you guys were
I
all
was
there.
At the house. And me and Carmen used to say a word about him that it was Hesse or something.
Leslie.
No.
What did I used to say about
him?
What
Leslie.
Me and Carmen used to say he's handsome. He was a baby.
Yes, he was a handsome baby. And that concludes our topic of today. That's about birthdays, Mowgli's birthday, and birthing stories. And, of course, poop, our favorite topic of all. Horror poo-poo stories. So join us next time for another interesting conversation. My name has been Brandy. Aunt Brandy. And you've been listening to Jordan.
Yes.
And
Carmen.
And we all love to do what?
Poop.
Okay. Bye.
Bye. Bye.